Okay, so before we start, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Ann McNeil, Sarah Askew, Book Buck Bun, Robert Doer, Nicole Lamott, Catherine Ludwig, Francis Myers, Chibilo the Dog, Mikey the Dog. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matich, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyalje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltin, Venerable Turki Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, family of Sarah Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., the Black family, Carol Bowers, Steve and Terry Bull, family of Buck Bun, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Anna Doer and family, Tashi Droma, Jerry Easler, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Dale Johnson and wife Sue, Helen Kasanoff, Wendy King, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Vanessa Lilligan family, Mary Lojek, R.M., Anne McCall, Tom McGinnity, Kathy McCain, Elvia Mahia, and family, Bruce Miller, Sarah Miller, Evan Myrdlin family, Justin Nargren family, Jay Pandya, Anna Pozo, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, Pooja Shaw, Gloria Shelton, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Jim Satoris, Lobsang Thubten, Dion Washington, Elizabeth White, George Michael Williams Jr., Lily Williams and Dee Freeman, Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Blue the Dog, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs, Merle the Dog, and Solomon the Cat. Okay, so we'll start with the praises to the 21 Taras on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara born from the Green Letter Town, your crown adorns Amitabha, Action Mother of the Buddhas of the Three Times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, arts like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus dear with your bone lotus. Homage she whose face combined to 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort calm austerities, patience meditation her seer. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conquerors children, having reached a be perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, tramping with his feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the helps of spirits, corpses of Kandavas Yakshas. Homage with the Tretan Pesan, distilling false magic diagrams, serving pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion, she with founding lotus visit, who is slayer of all enemies. Harness at the heart your fingers, or adorn her with your mood. My very mass is all excited, all directions will adorn her. Harness, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning, emitting garlands of light, mirthful, laughing with your tare, subjugating Mara's devas. Harness, she's able to summon all its guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Harness, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments for shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out my sight eternal. Harness, she must reach a place like the undying fire abiding, flash of weapon choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Harness, she strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Harness, happy versus peaceful, she who filled this peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Harness, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Harness, to a richy letter, of the shape of syllable, whom wife with 76 to 3 rows, Mary Mandara and Dindya. Harness, humming in her hand, the hammock burn of Devalek, with my spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Harness, she whom gods and their kings, and the king are rise to honor, armored with my joyful splendor, she dispels the jinx and conflicts. Harness, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Harness, full of liberating, by the stead of three natures, to the social spirit, yakshas, and rich corpus supreme ture. These phrases with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21.
If you turn to page 190, will be the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites it with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could say this in Tibetan? And chant this in Tibetan? Yeah. I think we just read the invocation, you know, just like we do here, and also the prostration. Then we start with the praises. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when we chant it. And the rest is just read, you know. Okay, so let's see. Then maybe turn to page 110. Huh? What's that?
I wanted to know if we were going to do something in Tibetan tonight.
Oh, no. Because we already did it in English. Okay, so I want to go to page 110, and let's read Accepting Difficulties as a Path and Tonglen. Even if, page 110, even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. And thus, venerable, compassionate gurus, I seek your blessings that all karmic debts, obstacles, and sufferings of mother beings may without exception ripen upon me right now, and that I may give my happiness and virtue to others, and thereby invest all beings and bless. Okay, so we'll do the Lamaskapa Guru Yoga, starting on page 7 in the booklet. And then we'll go back to this gold book, and we'll read the seven limb prayer on page 27. Probably we'll chant that in Tibetan.
And then this, we'll go to page 97 for the mandala offering and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. I think that's what it is, right? Yes. And then Geshe-la will start chanting the refuge in bodhicitta prayer on page 98 after that. Oh, which is you to see, because we'll be on page 98 anyway. So you'll see it right there. Okay. Yeah. So in the textbooks, all right. So in the great treatise on the stages of path to enlightenment, we are on on page 301, social context. Okay. And then if you're following in the liberation in the palm of your hand, let's see, the cause of afflictions. Okay. That would be the cause of delusions on page 469, and so that's the third cause. Yeah. That would be on page 470. Okay. So that's where we are in these two books. If you please turn to page 7 in the booklet. If you don't have a booklet, it's on the table right there, on the aisle. Turn to page 7. We'll start with the invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect Pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed in mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations, and made beautiful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now if you'll turn to page 13, booklet, and you see 5-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. So let's say that prayer 20 times to ourselves, and then I'll lead the 21st one. Thank you. Read the second verse of the dedication. In all my life, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I turn aside from an even instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now, if you'll please go to the gold prayer book and turn to page 27. Let's chant the seven limb prayer. Page 27. Gosum gupe gone cha se lo ne sa lu se lo ma lu bu to me ne sa di ke ta ke sha Che mo ye wa nam la ye yi ram Kor wa ma tom ba du le yu ne Ro la che yi ko lo kor wa dam Da shen gen nam jang chu che mo Turn to page 97. A short mandala offering there at the bottom. 97. Saji Purti
Reciting refuge and bodhicitta prayer, the reason behind that and before the teaching, reciting refuge and bodhicitta prayer is to set up, set up altruistic attitude, okay? So set up positive intentions. I'm going to listen to this Lamrim teaching in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. So we should set up that intentions, reciting refuge and bodhicitta prayer, okay? So the second stanza that usually I say after the right of the refuge bodhicitta prayer is that stanza is like kind of praise. Praise to compassion, okay, praise to compassion. So then when I say, when I recite the word, the police think about your compassion too, you know, your compassion. That's the whole point, you know, the compassion. So compassion heals everybody, you know. Not just certain group of people, doesn't exclude anybody, compassion. So there has a... So when I recite that, no, that is a, like a praise, that's like the stanza is a praise to compassion. So then just think about compassion, your compassion, compassion of the Buddha's compassions, so compassion of all the Buddhas and the Buddhist law from the 10 directions, you know, past, present, future, you know, 3 times, past, present, future. So very, very, I say, like a strong word, chokchu means 10 directions, not just from here, 10 directions, chokchu, tilsum, past, present, future, you know, not just today. Past, present, future. Compassion of, you know, all the, you know, Buddhas and the Bodhisattva from 10 directions, and Buddhas and Bodhisattva from the past, for the present, for the futures, and, you know, not from the one direction, from the 10 directions. And similarly, all the beings, you know, who practicing compassion from 10 directions, you know, in the past, present, the future, all of that. Just think about that word, you know, chocho, tiusum, jitinja, botan, jikusum, then, you know, it's very powerful, chocho, you know, from the 10 directions, the past, the present, the futures. Also, then, you know, there's the word that praise the compassion, you know. It's the cause of enlightened man, it's the cause of a bodhisattvas. This is the seed, you know, this is the seed of everything, compassion. No compassion, nothing will grow. So there's no, the second stanza is praise to compassion, okay. Congregation, then you're on the Tawa Tanja Pombe, the Tambation, the Denja Bong, Godam, the Lord Charles. So enlightenment is considered as like, considered as like a fruit tree, you know, fruit tree. So see, same, you know, happy life is like fruit tree, you know, enlightenment is like fruit tree, you know. Can you see me? Develop the punza this. That fruit tree is only produced by compassion, you know, compassion. That fruit tree is only produced by compassion. Compassion is the only cause for that, you know, wonderful fruit trees, you know. So many beings can get benefit by the branch, by the tree, by the fruit, all of that, you know. That produced by compassion, you know. Produced only by compassion, so see, happier life, you know, happy life, all of this. That's like considered as a fruit tree that produced by compassion, you know, compassion, so. Consciously, develop the punzotis, sabre tamis. The compassion is like seed of that tree. Compassion is like seed of that tree, you know, seed of that tree. Sabre tamis, perla, chunda. So then it's like, compassion also like water, you know, that nurture the trees, you know, that nurture the seeds, that nurture the trees, you know. Moisture, water, fertilizer, in the beginning, compassion is like seed, then in the middle, then it's kind of, you know, compassion like, comes like, kind of like fertilizers, water, and everything, so that contribute toward the tree, you know, the trees, you know. Kajitini jagalo da punzo de sadhana tande perla chunda yurin to longje nela. So there is like, you know, also like, it's like, also like, it's like fruit itself. It's like fruit. So it's in the beginning is very important. In the middle, the point is compassion. In the beginning is very important. In the middle is very important. In the end, when that fruit tree fully grown, compassion is very important. It's like fruit. You know, that fruit is very much dependent on that tree. That tree is very much dependent on fertilizer. The fruit that, you know, it's very much dependent on seed. No seed, no fruit tree, no tree, no fruit. So fruit like enlightenment. You know? So the compassion is in the important, in the beginning, in the middle, in the end. It's all important. Even though you are getting, when you enlighten, only because of compassion you benefit. You know, you benefit. You continuously benefit because of compassion. You know? See, so there's something that who said that. The Indian master, Chandrakriti, you know, Dautava. In the which text, he said, in the, what is the name of the text you remember in English? Madhyamaka Avatara, in Sanskrit. How do you say, middle way, something like that. In English, actually, it's like Umarajuba. Probably I should have memorized that, you know, so then I'm kind of lazy. So I already know in Tibetan, so I'm not, don't have much interest to learn in another language. Mm-hmm. So, but in Tibetan, the word is called Umarajuba. Doesn't help. Written by Indian Master Chandrakriti, basically talks about emptiness. Huh? If you read this text, it's already translated. If you read in the homage, read in the very beginning of the text, you will find what I said, you will find there exactly like that. Huh? Who said this, Chandrakriti? Huh?
It's engaging in the middle way.
Umalajibu, yeah.
Madhya Kavatara Karikanama.
That's Sanskrit word. So what's in English?
Engaging in the middle way.
Yeah, that's literally the translation of that Tibetan word, Umalajuba. Engaging
in the middle way.
Yeah, engaging in the middle way, written by Chandrakriti. Chandrakriti, Indian master, talks about emptiness. So if you wonder, if you read the text, you will find exactly what I said in the beginning of the text, the root text, no? Not the commentary, that's the root text, huh? But there's many commentary, huh? So then talks about, you know, three different types of compassion. So talks about that. Anyway, so that's the stanza I just said, you know. The stanza is praise to, not to Buddha, not to Bodhisattva, to compassion, which is the root. No compassion, no Buddha. No Buddha, no Bodhisattva. No Bodhisattva. This so much like mother of Buddhas and Bodhisattva. Buddha is the product of Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva is the product of compassion. No compassion, no Bodhisattva, no Bodhisattva, no Buddha. No Buddha, then there will be no hero or sort of realizer because nobody teach. No? So then nobody show that, there's nobody showing the path. So then nobody, no, get into the path. So anyway, so according to Chandrakriti, so all of us need to remember the compassion is the important, okay? Compassion. That of course, main course of the Bodhisattva. So now it's been quite a long time since we have last loving class. The weather give us a lot of break. Today is amazing. 75? Tomorrow is going to be 30? very, very interesting. So we can hold on. Just enjoy. Tomorrow is going to be something different. Even the weather is testing us. So where we stop now we are in the section part, in the section of the Lamrim, is very interesting section in Lamrim, not just very interesting, very important one. So we talk about last Wednesday, we talk about watching our video, our own video. No, that's what Gautama Master do when they go to bed, they watch their own video. So then how, you know, all the actors have been acted in that video. Some of the actors they like, some of the actors they don't like. So this, all this negative actors in the movie, how they become actors. So now this is what we are learning, how they act, you know, fastless, how they become into the movie. And then how they act. So this is very important part of the Lamrim session, okay? So that's where we are now.
So we're on the causes of the affliction?
Yeah. Emotive and due to, there's a six causes.
Of afflictions, yes. So that's page 301 in the Great Treatise.
See, this is the six causes of disturbing thought. Whether we use technical term or not, that's actually disturbing thought. Six causes, you know. So see, important. See, if your glass is the cause, one of those causes. So see, what kind of cause? The cause that we have many causes. So we need to look at here. All the cause that we have is listed here or not? If it's not listed here, there's wrong cause. So see, somebody motive and junior tooling. So. Ten is a pneumo of palanya, or ten is the base. The base, why we say the first one has a base?
Basis.
Yeah, basis. Or basis. It's already there. No, it's already there, basis. Pneumo of palanya. Palanya is called tendency, or propensity, tendency. So there's another reason to have compassion, need compassion. You can't be hard on yourself because tendency is already there. It's not like, it's not like just came yesterday, it's not like that. Nimrupala, there's a first cause, tendency. Palanya means base. What is the, how they translate in English, base? How they translate?
Basis. In this book, and in the liberation is called the foundation, their foundation.
Same. Yeah. So then what is the illustration, what it says?
in here, this foundation consists of seeds or latencies.
Mm-hmm.
Just as when one is unable to uproot the seeds of illness,
mm-hmm.
even the smallest piece of food mm-hmm. will provoke illness.
Yeah, you are reading the liberation?
Yes, this is liberation.
Oh, yeah, this is God. No need to read liberation, so maybe let's just look at the first.
This one?
Lovely, yeah.
Okay. Base refers to the latent proclivity of afflictions. Proclivity is tendency.
So I'm like looking at the liberation, so I thought something is not clear here, so I will look at the liberations, okay? Oh, so you can look, but mainly we read the Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim. So now, I thought I mark. So the first one is tendency, palanyam, there's a tendency. That's what they said in the Lamrim Chambu, translated in English, Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim.
Basis.
Basis. So what is the basis? Lamrim
refers to the latent proclivity for afflictions. So underlying tendency for afflictions.
Okay, that way there was it. So first one is not a little tendency. Second is second one is object, okay? Object. In the object, there will be glass, there will be mock, there will be cars, there will be people in the object. So not the base, is not the fundamental cause. The first fundamental cause is the base, that's the fundamental cause. Then, temporary cause, this object, So then can be very. Object can be very, like, object is a disturbing thought, remember. Something that attracts your attention, something that did not attract your attention or distract. Distract means, disturb. Something that attracts your attention, something that disturbs your attention, attractive object, unattractive object, not necessarily refers to shape and color. Attractive does not refer to shape and color. Could be idea, could be plan, could be anything. There's a second object. Okay, first one is the base, second one is the object. Object about disturbing thought. So now what's happening here? Base is all the dead. So now, If you encounter with object, whether it's attractive, unattractive object, you encounter with object. So then, I will explain that this is like the treasure of Dharma, Abhidharma, Kosha, treasure of knowledge, composed by one of the another Indian masters called Vasubandhu. No, he wrote this text. We are not free from disturbing thoughts. We must recognize that. We can't act like that we are free from disturbing thoughts, which we are not. No, if you are not, I'm sorry to say that I'm just generally speaking. No, maybe some of you are only enlightened, then sorry. generally speaking. No, Tajibamba Mahinda, something too important to recognize that I'm not free from disturbing thought. There's a sign of caution sign. When you go to the supermarket, the grocery store, they put yellow sign, what do you call this? If there's wet, if the floor is wet.
Slippery.
So then they put like something like yellow plastic. Dangerous, huh? Caution sign, oh. Tajibamba Mahinda, so that's caution sign that we are not, that I'm not free from, you know, disturbance. Yinin yawa nevatas. Objects too close. No, here. Tsushima yichiles, no. So then, that's like wrong, or mistaken opinions, no. We have opinions for everything. We have opinions, no. Like, dislike, no, too big, too small, you know. All kind of opinions. No? Then, over-projected on our opinions. Over-projected, no, superimposed on our opinions. Opinions about object, no, yin yang yang, tsu shi ma yi jie le. Tsu shi ma yi jie le. So there's like, pneumogenous powers. Then, all the causes and conditions for disturbing thought is created. It's all created. So then, second, it's going to be blast, it's going to be bomb. Huh? It's going to be, how you say, explode. That's how we explode. Then it's going to explode because it's every cause, all the causes and conditions been created. Then the last thing is, then it's going to explode. When it explodes, then you know it's not good for everybody. Seba ta nimo cheve che teta tang jang sing khadu cheba tes. Therefore, better to, who's saying this, Prabhupada will be saying, no? make distance much as possible. So here you already say like, give me as a space. Give me space. So then space is necessary before you explode. Why this is important to have space or keep distance? Because it's much better to keep distance than explode. No, it's explode. Then you know when the bombs went off or on. When the bombs goes off, not on. When the bombs goes
off, it means it explodes.
Oh, that's interesting. So in my English, I just say bombs go on, not off. Anyway. Light goes off, so then it's dark. Huh?
Right, correct.
Mainly intuited by mind. Mainly level, the main intuited of mind. So now we, like, everybody knows that bombs goes off, that means bombs goes on. Right?
That's right.
What's the difference between bombs goes on and bombs goes off? There's no difference. That's interesting. There should be difference. So, anyway. So, make distance much as you can. Why? It's not easy. If it's easy, you can just stick there. You can just stick around and see what's going to happen. It's not easy, so therefore it's make distance. Make space. See, how is it? Disturbing thought will gradually get weaker if you avoid object. Kadama, one of the Kadama Master said. Another Kadama Master said, you will be more successful just sticking around and try to apply the antidote than avoiding object. You will be more successful avoiding object than sticking there. Sticking around then try to apply antidote. More likely you are not going to be successful. So you are going to be more successful, but it's not here, it's not some other text, it's not here. More successful avoiding objects. Then disturbing thought gradually get weakened. Disturbing thought gradually get weaker or weaker if you avoid object. So on the Tata Janga Rajuna Gumbada Deva Ilichoins. So therefore, as I mentioned before, the monastery, you know, according to the Vinayaka Sutras, monastery there should be distance between the town and the monastery. The monastery should be far away from the town. Means, you know, physically you're trying to get away from the highest object. That's the reason. See why the monastery is built far away? that's the reason. So 2-3 years ago, so I'm like in Nepal doing pilgrimage. Some of the holy sites are really, really far away. No, there's no like road for a car. So basically you walk. With my aunt, she can barely walk, she's kind of big and kind of old. The driver probably easiest, he's a young person, and all of a sudden makes me really laugh. All of a sudden he says, he sees the struggle that my aunt is facing, trying to get there, For her it's very important to see on the object, no matter how hard it is, she wants to go. So then when we get there, the driver said, why does all this holy object have to be far away from town? If they sit in the town, much easier to go to see them. Why they don't have to be on the mountain, So why they don't just stay in the middle of town? Everybody can go easily there. So like that. So there's the monastery, why there's a distance between monastery and town, so now there's a reason. So if you read the Liberating the Palm of Your Hand in that section, then all the Kadama Masters I quoted is all quoted here. For beginners, it says for the beginner. So that's why the retreat place, monastery, all of that is far away from town. Because trying to make distance between objects. That's why. That's the reason. For a beginner, Reshik, temporary, at the moment, Reshik means not forever, temporarily or at the moment, Reshik, you matona, sir. For the beginner, it's much better if you don't see the object. Temporarily is much better. Matona, nimu mijo tempest. It will help not to give the chance to the disturbing thought to arise. If you don't see object, desire, you know, like desire for pizza, desire for cheesecake, desire for Dunkin' Donut, all of that. If there's no Dunkin' Donut, there'll be no desire for Dunkin' Donut. Because first place, there's no Dunkin' Donut. You see? So when we are hiking, you know, you can't just, it's pointless. If you're thinking of Dunkin' Donut, that's pointless. There's no, no, there's middle of the Himalayan Valley, there's no Dunkin' Donut. So there's no, nobody will think about Dunkin' Donut because clearly there's no Dunkin' Donut. If you just think, it's kind of ridiculous, you know. So nobody will think. So, you know, so there, you know. So this is important. Really, for beginners. For the beginner, temporarily is better if you don't see the object. It will greatly benefit not to let the disturbing thought arise. Okay, it's much benefit. Try to avoid the object much as possible. Much as possible. So, avoiding the object, the gradually this is not disturbing thought will get weaker. Now, who said that? There's the person who wrote the Bodhisattva who wrote 37 practice of Bodhisattva. 37 practice of Bodhisattva who wrote that, this head there. Namye pambe gejol angadu. Namye means not just wandering. You know, saying something from the mouth, just you know, wandering. You know. So then, the merit that we are trying to create is not going to be like solid as it can be. It's not going to be that because you know, mind is just wandering, you know. Just mind is wandering, wandering, doing some kind of prayer. So, if you concentrate the practice or like the merit will be much better. Merit. What it says here? But that's better English. Something like you're reading.
Is this Togme Sampo? Abandon evil objects and delusions gradually subside, free from distractions. Virtuous practices gradually increase.
Yeah, free from distractions. The virtue.
Virtuous practices gradually increase.
Yeah, non-depress. The virtuous.
Practices.
Virtuous practices increase automatically. Automatically, no. Automatically increase. Non-depress. Non means automatically increase. No, not gradually. Automatically increase. No. But no need to correct, so no need to correct. Then the second one.
Your mind is cleansed, you gain conviction in the Dharma.
So therefore, you know, meditation, that's why people do meditation early morning. So early morning, mind is more fresh. See, I think it's not a good idea to do meditation late at night. early morning, there's a time was best. Ribat time the chulang is this, no? Ribat time the chulang is this. You bought them by Jazilan, so that's like then, so this is the second course, right? Second course?
Yes.
Object, okay? Second course. But number three, course number three, Dunjizi. What it says here?
Social context refers to the influence of bad friends and foolish people.
We do what we can do, you know, so that we can do all of them, you know, so that it will be fantastic if we can do all of them. They will be free from, instantly be free from samsara. when you read Lamrim, not to feel bad, you have to feel good. that you are fortunate, as I mentioned before. You may not, your meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching not be, this is, you know, from Lamrim point of view, even just reading it, you know, it's very, very something extraordinary. Something incredible, you know. So first one is called, how is it, alcohol. See, like itself, drinking itself, I think, you know, like it's called like crazy water. This one is called nichu, crazy water. When you drink, then you become crazy. It's called crazy water. No? Nichu. That's the name given by Buddha in Vinayaka Sutra. It's called crazy water. You know? So, Chang, what do you say here?
Alcohol.
Yeah. It has, you know, like has people here, scientists, they talk about chemical. Anyway, so you just sip a little bit, then there's, like, it's uncontrollable. Then a little bit. It's getting more and more, you know, like, submission of the teeth, yes. So there's the downside. That's why, that's the reason. You have to understand, because drinking itself, it's not virtue or non-virtue. Drinking itself is just drinking tea, drinking water itself. But there's a downside. What's the downside? That somehow, whatever you can say about substance, whatever chemical, whatever it is. So there's like, people will lose control. People can just, okay, I just sip, one sip, that's all. And people won't say that. And then maybe, you know, it leads to deeper and deeper. So, where you find, if you find the Vinayaka Sutra, Tsimishita Ti Rigdins, Tsimishita, that's the downside. Therefore, right from the beginning, no. That's much better. Now, maybe say, okay, one spoon, maybe then, you know, little. So that's the downside, okay, that's the reason. Changba, Tsimuso, Nimuma, Tsimbe, Tamshi, Tamshi, Tsidi, Joa, Tamshi, Tongi, Mai, Miko, Kureka, Minima, Kure, Ondo, Mindo, and Goku, Tadami, Matongi, Mondo, Suna. Anything that, you know, how you say, Jinzi means gathering, you know, anything that contributes your disturbing thought is not good. Not like any gathering that doesn't, you know, contribute to your disturbing thought. I think there's nothing wrong. What do you think? Samula, what do you think? Any gathering. If that does not contribute to your, of course, the teaching, you know, that's also gathering, right? There's 100,000 people get together, not just 25 or 30 people, 100,000 people get together. You know, when you think, in the monastery also they have also social gathering, you know.
So as long as we don't drink alcohol.
So I don't want you to just misunderstand. Okay, from now on I should not talk to anybody, you know. Then that's misunderstanding, that's no good, you know. So, so it's like, long as, you know, it doesn't contribute to your disturbing thought. Alcohol, it leads to so many problems. It leads to so many problems, you know. So there's one Panchen Lama told one story. I'm not sure the Panchen Lama now has all the passed away. So. One monk stopped by somebody and so give him three choices: or you drink alcohol, or you kill someone, or you have, you know, like physical contact with somebody. And monks thought, oh, maybe you know, killing somebody, that's not really good. No, I'm monks, so I'm having you know, physical activity with someone, that's not no good. Probably I should drink, you know. That was much safer. He drink, and he ended up drinking all of them. He killed, he, you know, all of them. So that's why the chang, that's called, is like, it's dangerous, no? Risky. So see, my mom, when she get drunk all night, talk, all night, then all the ones a while, she said, oi, anybody listening? Are you listening? Somebody has to say yes, otherwise she'll wake up everybody. So then she goes on and on and on. Then she says, anybody listening? Somebody has to answer, yes, we are listening. Then she won't bother. My father, when he get drink, he just go to bed, very quiet. If he's awake, then he jumps and he's trying to grab, you know, something, then he try to chase people. You see, you know, I witnessed it many times because it's my family. So, I think, you know, that's why not every social gathering, but, you know, like, any social gathering that contributes to your negative, disturbing thought, then that becomes the cause for your disturbing thought, no? Otherwise, no, doing group puja, I don't think that's also a social event. Right? Yeah, so, even though it looks like puja, if you are angry, if somebody, you are fighting with somebody, so then this also not good, because you are physically in the puja, but it turns out for you, it's like, you know, become the cause for your disturbing thought. Now, people do fight in the puja too, right? Not here, not you to fight here. Especially those, not in the Gilip tradition, so, you know, some people, they drink, you know, in the puja, they drink, so probably they get drunk, so then, you know, they throw, very adult. So things happen, you know, things happen. Not. Last 2 years ago, when I was in, like, Nepal, so they say, after lunch, they are serving. Somebody asked to come to me and say, do you want cold water? I have no idea. I asked my aunt, what is cold water? Turns out there's alcohol. They're serving, you know, actually, you are not allowed to drink, but, you know, some. So I said, no. So I don't drink, you know, so not for me. So, if you vow you are not supposed to drink, you know, then you know. So Sharpa community, not Sharpa. That's from generation to generation, then they go to do some puja and home and home, then they drink, you know, so they thought of all the monks drinks. But that's not true. So they're called cold water, so they want to be and drink cold water. So then, you know, just misunderstanding. Tibetan New Year, you make this homemade beer out of rice. Rice? So every family is supposed to drink something, you know, something. So then when you go there, they also give to you, because not knowing, because that's like not knowing the vows. So. Anyway, not any social gathering. Any social gathering that, you know, contribute to your disturbing thought, if they become the cause for your disturbing thought, then you should avoid. Whether, you know, somebody's talking about politics, somebody criticizing something, can be, you know, like, so if you are, you know, like, sorry, with some party, other person is talking about something badly, then your mind get angry. So that's also not good, you know. Can be anything, you know. Could be, like, also politic things too. People talk. So then about, you know, like, somebody criticizing your belief, you know, maybe somebody criticizes somebody, some others believe, you know, so like that, you know? Yeah, when you drink, so there you have nothing really, something important to talk. Everything that you said is kind of ridiculous, kind of, you know, silly, kind of like not being mindful, you know, you just said, you know? I already read this part. Now, this is the Sumaji. Jushiva, so now the first one is base, second one is object, third one is gathering. Gathering that disturb your minds. Any gathering that disturb your minds, you know. It makes you angry, makes you jealous, makes you feel bad about yourself, feel bad about other people, you know. And like drag you to say something negative over somebody, you know, to pull you into, you know, their debate and criticizing. Any negative, no, so this is not good. Then the fourth course, Dhamma Tanang, Nimoche, Petawache, Ningratung, so. So this is more about, you know, like reading. Here, you know, like if you are seeking, seriously seeking freedom from samsara, so not just a good health, you know, happy life, you know, easy life, not like that, you know, like temporary, you know, like has happiness, or just think about this life. If you are seriously seeking liberation, so then you need to make choice what kind of book you should read, what kind of book you should not read. You know, anything that, you know, contribute towards our disturbing thought, that will keep you back from liberation. So not just here, Ling Khesal has like famous stories in Tibet, mainly from eastern part of Tibet. You know, so everybody, Gisangpo's hometown, these Kampa people, you know, they, some people say somebody went after the hurt on the mountain and just heard the story, whole stories like that. Many, I say, series of episodes, many series of stories, you know. This is all about war. Hmm? War against evil. With the link here. So they sing stories. You know, so there's in the village, there's people, particular people, you know, everybody gathers, you know, like outside, a huge gathering, one person sitting on the throne, and he just sing. He just sing the stories, and that's how the story has been told, and sing, you know. So then people listen, people figure out. So I did listen this big chunk of the story when I was in monastery. There's one monk who's very good storytellers. When I was 11, 12, 13, I always go to him, not just me, there's a couple of people. We go there. So then he tells, so he remembered this old story by heart. So when he tells, then it, for me, it seems like he's already been there, you know, he was there. He almost tells the story. So monastery, there's one way to entertain when you are young in the monastery. Just to listen to story, you know, so there's no book, there's no story book to read. So only way it can be entertained, like some other monks. In the dark, there's no light, you only see the sky, star, then you group there, you know, then somebody tells a story, then you listen, mean hours, no? Link as a. So then, if you get involved in with the stories, in deep into the stories, then the negative, disturbing thought start to arise, you know. Then, you know, being biased, you know. So why he waited so long, that's why his problem, you know. So now he's been chased, you know, he's right there or something. Then you have input, you know, so that's not good. Link has our do show, though. So, I guess, you know, while we are in the samsara, we have some ways to entertain ourselves. Every part of the world, there's something to entertain, to keep us here. You know, so every country, every part of the world has something. Tibet, you know, there's no television long time ago, but that this link here, this story, mean Kesar. Kesar, that's the name of the main figure, one of the king in the stories. So some say that Kesar is the manifestation of Avalokiteshvara, you know, Buddha of compassion, because this is all war against evil, evil being. No, there's all then. So, maybe not, this is not part of the Lamrim, but I just want to say, Is it okay? Yeah, I just want to say. So the story is, you know, like, say, if the two persons going to get, if two persons are going to fight, so they don't just fight, you know, not like here, like Wild West, two, then finish, not like that. You just sit there, then you, first you introduce yourself. I am from Texas, so and so, my name. No, then you all, you know, say your, like your, how you say, your, your lineage and like your, like, little bit of your history, who you are, how many war you fought, you know, all of that. Just try to intimidate the person. You say, you know, so, then, you know, then it takes time. Then you not just like talk, sing beautifully, you know, nice tune, they sing. They sing a song, so then other person listen. So then other person will sing a song. Sometimes you don't need to fight. No, they don't fight, no, so that's okay. Maybe I'm too little, so when I listen to him, no, I should not fight, no, I should back up. Something like that. Sometimes they don't fight. So sometimes they do fight, no. So these people get so interested about, no, this introduction, one, like a hero, he talks about, you know, so I'm from North Carolina, and you know, from this group, you know, so we have this many horses, you know, we have this many, like as a campground, that's where we came, that's what we eat, that's what we do during the day, and then all goes on and on and on. So the other person says something, then finally they just go something different. You know? So that's why this whole story has been sing. It's been sing, you know, like my turn. Since like early 80, late 70, a lot of newcomers, they come from Tibet, they escape from Tibet. Many of now, you know, numbers very much reduced. During that period, late 70, early 80, there, you know, there's 100, every month there's 100 and 100 people that escape from the Tibet. Go to come to monastery, you know, there's so there, in my monastery, like 90% of the people are newcomers from Tibet. All a lot of them from Eastern Tibet. You know? So then we have this long break in the New Year. Long break, 13-day break. So then you hear this song, you know, that they are just group and group, they are singing. So they are used to, you know, every person knows that, then they sing. You know? So I have no idea. So these people know. When somebody sings, they know. For them it's a story, you know. They listen there, so. Interesting. So this is like the, what kind of book we should not read, you know, what kind of book we should not read. This year.
So even if you know that it's just entertainment, we should avoid it, even though like we would read it and then we forget about it, or we think, oh, that was an interesting story.
So here we are talking about the cause of disturbing thoughts. If it's cause disturbing thought, we shouldn't read. If there's cause,
okay, only
if it's cause disturbing thought, because this is the cause of the fourth cause of disturbing thought. No, if you just know, like I say, for education purpose, if you read, no, that's different. No, like only thing that it contribute to your disturbing thought, so then should not read. No? Because why? Because you are seeking liberation from disturbing thought. So you know, anything that contributes to disturbing thought, you should avoid or make distance, you know, make space, or avoid as much as possible. Why? Because I am seeking freedom from disturbing thought. That's why. So then, you know, in Tibet, there's very limited books, amount of books is available, you know, whether the story about this Ling Kesar is widely Before there's no books, it's all orally transmitted. There's no books, so now they have books. Before, you know, there's no book. People just know by heart, and by like orally transmitted. The stories is not. So now they put in the books, and there's like books, like couple of like these books. People used to remember all of them by heart. So they just, there's no book. So that's why everybody goes to one person. It's almost like kind of trance. Get into trance, something like that. Then just, you know, just sit still many, many hours, just without breaking, just tells and tells, you know, then people record. Also like that, you know. So now they're all in book. Some of the things that, there's a number of things in the monastery. So many, many years, even after they, when they came to India, you don't see in the book, you know, this is not in the book, but you go there, you hear from person like 2 hours, non-stop, 2 hours. It's all about monastic rules, but not, it's like, how is it, it's against the rule to write it down. Then the problem, people say, okay, if you write it down, nobody will remember by heart now, because that he has books. Then, you know, if you don't, you just look at the book. So that's the reason they will not let you write down the book. So now they are worried it's going to disappear. So they write it down. So many, many years, even in India, all, you know, like orally transmitted. So 2 hours. You know. So now there are a number of them. When I was in monastery, there's 2 of them. It's like not in the book. So now, you know, they are already in the book, already put in the book. So, and my turn, you know, I memorized that by books. I didn't go to someone else to listen. I just memorized. Haramba class, then you become the leader. Then when you about to finish the class, then you have to give these lectures, 2-hour lectures, by heart, you know. So then I did memorize because there's books available at that time. And before me, there's like, not just before me, there's a couple of generations before me, there's no books. So you go to someone's, or maybe every month, I don't remember now, twice a year or maybe 4 times a year, you will hear this same thing again. Then, you know, if you spend monastery like 30 years, you hear this how many times? Probably 1,000 times you hear it. That's how people remember. You know, hearing again, they remember, you know. Book is not necessary. So now there's a book. Then Jungawa Komachi. So now the fifth course. Then please you read in the liberation palm of your hand. There's more detailed explanations. You read. If you don't understand, then write it down, piece of paper, and put it there, then I'll explain, okay? Huh? So Jungawa now, fifth course, Komba. Longye Gongji, Paja Shoji Dasa. Nimola Gongji, Gongji Che Simi Mbe Kaja, Chata Soma Wai Jungja. How they said, what the time, the same fifth.
In Lamrim it says, habituation refers to the process of becoming process of becoming accustomed to past afflictions.
So not need much explanation. Habituation, so kumbasara. So nimola kumdi che the same the cup the chadang so namoshi junse. Rare a chewang me kumbachi jungi onki se kewa namo kumbachi onki. Because of the previous life, this life, people, you know, have different problems with the different disturbing thoughts. You know, some people have more anger, very easy to get angry and all the time kind of angry. You know, some people have like more problems with the jealousy, some people have more problems, you know, different types of, you know, disturbing thoughts. You know? Not because something, you know, something is going wrong, not something to blame on just this life. Something probably, you know, contributed from life before this, you know, life before this, huh? Could be, you know, like it's not always, you know, some kind of chemical is like imbalance here or maybe this and that, you know. not all the causes. You cannot find all the every cause in just literally this life. That's probably scientific point of view. So you know, they can go beyond, you know, or beyond or before, you know. Some people, they just can't stand if somebody just, how you say, miglo means like, how you say in English, miglo?
Can't tolerate even a dirty look?
A dirty look, the miglo, miglo. So. No, the dirty look, the miglo. So. So basically, your eyeball turns, and the miglo mix this down. I'm not sure. Let's see.
So
basically it's a dirty look, but it's not a nice look, but you know, it's like meek law means basically eyeballs. You know, so when you smile, you know, eyeballs stay kind of bright. When we get angry, then like, I'm not sure how to do so, but no need to demonstrate meek law. Some people, you know, like, cannot stand. Even somebody looking, somebody's dirty look, you know, can't tolerate, just want to say something. Some people, you know, like, even somebody says something, some people just ignore, you know. So, then, you know, it's like, unruly being is like vast as sky. That means, you know, there will be people, there's somebody will be not happy, you know, unruly being. That's what it means, unruly being. Unhappy being, or much better to say unhappy being is vast as sky. That's, you know, you don't know, so what's happened. Simply, you cannot eliminate all of them. No, you cannot eliminate. Because there's law that protects. There's rules, no. If you manage to destroy this, basically anger. If you can destroy the anger, it's equivalent of destroying, eliminating all of them. So, you know, just remember something like that, then just make your mind. If you see something, somebody doing something, if you somebody looking, somebody give you a dirty look, or somebody says something, if you're immediately able to remember that suddenly there was disinformation. You don't have to get angry. You don't have to get angry. The reason why you should get angry, why you should get angry, but doesn't mean you have to get angry. You can, you know, you have choice, no? You can do something else, no? So in order to find, oh, why that person don't like me, why I did wrong, why did it doesn't, there's so much energy been invested there, then just simply think about how there was message. There's some energy there. No need to invest so much energy. Why that person then? So then there will be not many why. Now the last cause. Okay, last cause of disturbing thought. Last cause. So recalling the object of your disturbing thought. Recalling them again, remembering them again. If you remember, that's like we all have some kind of realizations of that meditations. You know, recalling certain things again, you know, we play the whole event again, play whole event very deep again, you know. So not just once in a while, then we play again, you know. If we do that, in emptiness or conversions will be much closer to enlightenment, you know. Deja you da, Shenda, you so Yan and the daughter, the Sijima village about this. Deja you Kretabo, Ball Leba, Ibzeba, pass on somebody, Shenda, your brother, Ragnarok. Yeah, not just remembering, but remembering it very detailed, you know. Very detailed. Yeah, not able to let it go, you know, let it go. Even it passed long time ago, it passed, but you're still replaying them. Every once in a while, you replay them. So, you know, then you see whether you make progress or not. Every once in a while, you replay them. If it doesn't hurt, then you pretty much let it go, you know. You make good progress. If it's still hurting you very badly, then you're still holding on. So now, you know, you are not, forgiveness, no, forgiveness. Not easy, but it's beneficial. Not easy, but it's beneficial. How is it becoming obsessive? If you don't apply antidote, no, the disturbing thought is not going to go by itself. No, we have to understand the antidote. We have to understand that particular disturbing thought, and we have to understand how to apply the antidote. No? So, so even the making space, giving time, space, making distance, this also, no, temporary antidote. If you don't apply antidote, the disturbing thought gets stronger and stronger. If you apply antidote, they are going to get weaker and weaker. So therefore, everybody should make extra effort to apply antidote. One time, you don't have to do it again. So you don't want to. You know, samsara, you do it again, you come back, and then you go round. This you don't have to do again, you just do one time, finish. This is just one time business. You just do one time. See, you don't have to do again. No? So Dharma practice, you know, this is one time. You know? So the... So then next time, we'll talk about the downside of disturbing thought. Downside or drawback of disturbing thought. Okay? So this is good. So I think it will help, you know, if you... Just knowing the cause. Just knowing the cause, you know? Just knowing the cause. So it will help.
Chamakun, Yeah, thank you, and have a wonderful night.